Life Talk Radio presents Health and Longevity, the program dedicated to bringing you cutting-edge information and interviews that can change your life. On each edition, nutritionist, registered dietitian, and board-certified anti-aging health practitioner, Dr. John Westerdahl, will show you how to achieve a longer, healthier life using the latest breakthroughs in nutrition, wellness, and lifestyle medicine. And now, here's your host, Dr. John Westerdahl.
Welcome to Health and Longevity. I'm Dr. John Westerdahl. In order to enjoy health and longevity, it's important to understand how impurities in your blood can impact your health and what you can do to stop it. On today's program on health and longevity, our special guest is Dr. Earl Mendel, the author of the new book, What's in Your Blood and Why You Should Care, How to Cleanse and Detoxify Your Blood for Optimum Health. But before we discuss today's exciting topic, let's hear the latest news and research affecting our health and longevity today.
Dr. Westerdahl presents the Health and Longevity News and Research Update, bringing you the most pertinent and important information about your health and longevity.
Well, healthful food prescriptions may reduce risk of chronic diseases. Researchers reviewed data from the 2009 to 2014 the National Health and Nutrition Examination Surveys, meta-analyses, and published sources involving Medicare and/or Medicaid beneficiaries between the ages of 35 and 80. And found that healthful food prescriptions could prevent 120,000 diabetes cases and 3.28 million cardiovascular events and save $100.2 billion in healthcare costs over a lifetime. This study was published in PLOS Medicine, and findings also showed that a prescription for fruits and vegetables could prevent 1.93 million cardiovascular events and save $39.7 billion over a lifetime. Well, let's take a closer look at the Mediterranean diet. And the Mediterranean diet has long been recognized for its health benefits, particularly heart health. As such, this eating pattern has earned top spots in the U.S. News and World Reports on best diet rankings for the best diet overall, as well as the best diet for diabetes, healthy eating, healthy heart diets, plant-based diets, and even the easiest diets to follow. When we look at walnuts and the Mediterranean diet, what does science really say about the relationship with including walnuts in a Mediterranean diet? Walnuts were a key component of the landmark PREDIMED study, which found that a Mediterranean diet enriched with nuts, predominantly walnuts, was associated with a 30% lower risk of cardiovascular disease compared to a low-fat diet. Since the publication of this study, the body of evidence supporting a Mediterranean diet that includes walnuts has grown to examine benefits ranging from diabetes to cognition and more. Well, here's a study that links yo-yo dieting with heart health risk factors. Women who lost at least 10 pounds but regained them within a year were more likely to have heart disease risk factors than those that did not, according to a study presented at the American Heart Association conference. Instead of yo-yo dieting, nutritionists recommend that it is better to have a diet that can be sustained for long term. Well, here's a study on body weight and body composition, exercise, and how it can affect metabolism. Generally, people with a greater body weight burn more calories than people who are thinner, nutrition experts have said, but other factors also affect metabolism, including exercise and body composition. Registered dietitians say that 15% to 30% of a person's metabolic needs may be linked to physical activity. We'll be right back after this short break.
Welcome back to Health and Longevity. Do you have questions about nutrition, health, or longevity? This is your chance to have them answered. On each program, Dr. Westerdahl will choose a key question from our listening audience and respond to it on the air. Due to the high volume of emails, Dr. Westerdahl cannot personally answer each question on our broadcast. If you would like to submit a question, please go to our website, healthandlongevityradio.com. Once there, you will see a button to submit your questions. And now, the question of the day.
And our question for today is, what is the circulatory system, and how does exercise affect the circulatory system? The circulatory system consists of the heart and blood vessels. Collectively, these tissues facilitate the circulation of blood and transportation of nutrients such as amino acids and electrolytes, oxygen, carbon dioxide, hormones, and blood cells to and from the cells of the body to provide nourishment and help it in fighting diseases, stabilizing temperature and pH, and maintaining homeostasis. Now, what is the impact of exercise on the circulatory system? While it raises the good HDL cholesterol, reduces the level of the bad LDL cholesterol, it lowers heart rate in the long term, and reduces the level of blood pressure. And exercise protects against heart attacks, strokes, and diabetes.
And now, Health and Longevity's special feature, where Dr. Westerdahl interviews leading experts and personalities on vital topics important to your health and longevity.
Our special guest today on Health and Longevity is Dr. Earl Mendel, Ph.D. Dr. Mendel is a registered pharmacist and college educator. He is also an award-winning author of over 20 best-selling books, including Earl Mendel's New Vitamin Bible. He has been inducted into the California Pharmacists Association's Hall of Fame and awarded the President's Citation for Exemplary Service from Bastyr University. He is on the board of directors of the California College of Natural Medicine and has been a member of the Dean's Professional Advisory Group at Chapman University School of Pharmacy. He is also an associate professor at Chapman University. Dr. Mendel's new book that we'll be talking about today is What's in Your Blood and Why You Should Care, How to Cleanse and Detoxify Your Blood for Optimum Health. Well, Dr. Mendel, thank you for being with us today on Health and Longevity.
Thank you, Dr. John. It's a pleasure to be on.
Well, you know, in her groundbreaking 1962 the book Silent Spring, the late author and marine biologist Rachel Carson made a very important statement. She said, right. For the first time in the history of the world, every human being is now subjected to contact with dangerous chemicals. Mm-hmm. From the moment of conception until death. Now, that was over 50 years ago. How much worse has it gotten since that time?
Insurmountable amount worse. I mean, in those days, they didn't have all the drugs. We're now finding the fish that we eat have semblance of drugs in them because people are taking so many drugs that it goes into the water supply. Chemicals, there are about 10,000 chemicals a year, new ones, that was probably unheard of back in her days. So the situation is no comparison to where it was back then.
So why do you feel in relation to all that continues to go wrong in our environment that everyone's individual bloodstream now stands out so strongly as a potential casualty in our fight to stay healthy in this world today?
Well, of course, our blood is like the oil in your car. I mean, you change the oil on a regular basis. You can't change your blood very often, but we should be keeping our bloodstream and our blood as healthy as possible because it contains all the cells that actually contract incoming organisms, etc. So if your blood is healthy, you're healthy.
Now, according to you in your book, the year 1937 stands out as a very important year in American history. Can you elaborate on that? Why do you think that's true?
Yeah. It was the second so-called prohibition. The first prohibition started in 1920, went to 1933, a drug called alcohol. People remember that. They don't know about the second prohibition. Happened in 1937 to 2018, where they government prohibited hemp products from being grown, from being sold, from being taken, etc.
Now, in the title of your new book that you co-authored with Jean Bruno, of course, the title is What's in Your Blood and Why You Should Care. Let's turn to that book and talk a little bit about the title, and it's a two-part question. Namely, what is in our blood and why should we care?
Well, the problem is there are so many things. You know, people go when they have a blood test done at a physician's office and come back with a list of about 20 or 30 things with numbers, and they have no idea what it is. So what we did was list all the different blood tests, what they do and what they're for. But basically, we have things like the red blood cells that carry oxygen to the tissues. They also carry the carbon dioxide out of the lungs where it's expelled. We have these macrophages. These are the organism cells that basically go after or neutralize the destructive bacteria that comes into our bloodstream. So there's a lot of things in our blood that we know very little about. And that's what we try to do is educate people about how important it is to be to have a healthy bloodstream.
Now, your book, I'll tell you, you have a lot of great information in the book, and anything, you know, talks all about nutrition and health and lifestyle, but it breaks down all the things and tests that you should get checked in your blood to monitor your health and wellness. So it's very comprehensive, and I highly recommend people have this, because when you get your blood tests, you can read the book and learn more about it, because the doctors don't usually tell you everything in your blood. Tell us a little about all the different important tests that you think people should be getting when they do their blood tests.
One of the things that has been ignored over the years, too bad, is vitamin D. D3 is a natural vitamin. We're now finding out that most people in the United States are not getting enough vitamin D in their diet, or they don't go outside anymore, or if they do go outside, they slather on this this suntan lotion so that the sun can't change the cholesterol under the skin to vitamin D3. And vitamin D3 is so important for so many things. You know, I go back a long time when I was a kid. I was brought up in a cold climate in Canada, and the winter would last forever. So they knew back then to give the children and adults fish liver oil, which was a source of vitamin A and D, because they knew that that would help to basically overcome a lot of infections, and they knew that people didn't get outside. And now, 70, 80 years later, we're starting to realize how important this vitamin D3 is. So if you go to your physician, find out if your insurance pays for it, but I think it's well worth getting a vitamin D3 test, and they usually don't do that.
Yeah, because there's a lot of, you know, environmental factors that, as we talk, we'll get into this on some of the toxins and so forth that can influence the state of our blood. But there's some things like vitamin D3. Is there other things that people should look at in maybe getting a routine blood test that would be good?
I don't know if you need routine, but if you have a yearly physical or so, it's not a bad idea to get your blood work done unless there's any specific problem. But in general, I think it's more important for people to list all the different nutrients to take to help cleanse the blood. There's an herb called that helps to neutralize in the liver, because the liver basically is your chemical factory.
Right.
And that helps to neutralize all the toxic things that are coming into our system. I mean, most of the pollution, by the way, is not outdoor. It's indoor.
Right.
Think about it. You spend most of your time today indoors, not outdoors. And indoors, you have an unbelievable amount of chemicals in the paints and the carpets and the sprays and the this and the that. I tell people that look into your kitchen underneath the sink, usually. Open up those drawers and see the chemicals that you're putting into your system. It's unbelievable. And most of the things were unknown just a few years ago. And of course, the foods that we eat, and I use the term loosely, are so loaded with all these new synthetic chemicals. I tell people next time you're in a grocery store, just go down the aisles and start reading some of the labels of these processed and ultra processed. It's a new word now, ultra processed foods. These are foods you're going to see, these tunas and the different foods in a pack that don't have an expiration date. I mean, they're good forever. I mean, they're so ultra processed. And if you look at it, there's about 400 chemicals in the product besides the so-called food.
Well, you know, in your book, you do talk about nutrition, and as far as eating a healthy plant-based diet is a good thing that you bring up, a lot of fruits and vegetables, and if you can get them organic, that's even better.
Yes.
But we were talking before the show, because as I mentioned to you, that we're on the Life Talk Radio Network, which is affiliated with the Seventh-day Adventist organization.
Yes.
And you said some pretty good things about Seventh-day Adventists when we were talking about that.
We know that the people who live the longest in the United States are Seventh-day Adventists. They don't eat meat. And I just did a blog, by the way, on red meat that will definitely decrease your lifespan because it increases the risk of colon cancer. They don't eat meat. They don't eat, they eat soy and plant-based foods. They don't smoke cigarettes. They don't drink alcohol. They don't drink caffeinated beverages. So it's not easy for people to do that in this country. But if you want to live longer, start to decrease meat. Maybe we should eat meat like they do in Asian country. Almost like a condiment. They don't sit down and have a 16-ounce steak.
Right.
Than Americans do. So plant-based diets are the way to go. In fact, I had another blog that I just did on blueberries or brain berries.
They found
that eating blueberries every day will decrease and lower your blood pressure. And that's important because that's what gets you at the end of your life, the blood pressure. In fact, you don't see too many very tall people who are older because of the blood pressure. So wake up. Start better care of yourself.
Okay. Well, you know, for over the past several years, as a registered pharmacist, you're a master herbalist and award-winning health book author, you have continued to emphasize the importance of getting oxygen into one's system. How important is oxygen to the bloodstream, and what can one do to make sure they can increase the oxygen in their daily life?
Well, oxygen is pretty important. Try going about 4 or 5 minutes without it. You're dead. I mean, it's the most important thing that we do. The way to, of course, increase it is through foods that helps the red blood cells produce, because we're constantly sloughing off cells. So if you can produce healthy red blood cells, they carry the oxygen to the different parts of your body. But oxygen is... probably the most important thing, except for water. And that's another thing, too, that we should be very careful of the water we're drinking. I just saw yesterday in on the local papers here that the state of California is spending a lot of money trying to better the water supply. Wow. I mean,
right.
We're talking about hundreds of years now, and they're still having problems. What they do in the old days, what they do with the water supply is they just dumped in chlorine and all these other chemicals and killed everything. Well, that's not really very healthy water, so make sure you're drinking clean, healthy water.
What do you think of the different types of water? I mean, do you say avoid the municipal or maybe get other types? There's distilled water. There's
If you want to know if the regular water in a tap is good for you, if you have any fish, fill up the tank with water from the tap and see how long they last. I mean, there's all kinds of chemicals in our water supply. And some of them we don't even know. I mean, I mentioned about being a pharmacist, I'm very sensitive about drugs. And right now, almost half the population is taking a prescription drug. And if you're elderly, it's about 99%. And those drugs get into the water supply. And, you know, small amounts, but I think they're affecting us more than we know.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're seeing cancer increase constantly. And, of course, the medical profession is trying to find cures and so forth. But you know, we know healthy lifestyle is very important in preventing cancer. And many of us were surprised that we see these different people out getting cancer, well-known
brilliant people. In fact, we were surprised and saddened to learn recently about that Jeopardy TV host, you know, Alex Trebek, has been diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. And since the circulatory system plays such a key role in our health of our bodies, is there any research that you can cite where the state of one's blood might be able to prevent cancer?
Well, here's the thing. We know that when it comes to cancer, it's completely out of control in the country.
Yes.
I mean, they expect by the year 2000 and I think 30 or 40 that one out of two Americans will have some type of cancer in their lifetime. And that's ridiculous. But it's not just one disease. It's common.
Right.
It's so many. But the thing is, if your blood supply is healthy, you're much better off to prevent the problem. And actually, if your diet is high in typical high saturated fats, sugar, salt, and refined carbohydrates, it's not very conducive to being healthy. And that's the problem. We still don't know a lot about what caused it, but we know that there is ways of preventing it. And what I tell people very simply, don't eat, drink, or take anything on television.
Well, there's a lot of
because you don't find anything good on TV. You know, I love TV. I don't watch the programs. I watch the commercials because that tells me what the country is all about. And I just saw in the last day or so, these three little kids were jumping up and down and excited. This horrible sandwich of, I don't know what it was. It looked like chicken, but I'm not sure. With all kinds of horrible things. And that's what they tell, and of course on white bread, that's what they tell kids is good for them. So your diet should be half fruits and vegetables. Your diet should be with drinking clean water. And you said about organic, I think it's well worth paying the extra few pennies not to get the insecticides, the pesticides, the herbicides into your bloodstream that you won't get if you buy organic food.
Well, let's talk about something about detoxification of the blood. Now, let's say that someone has decided after receiving blood test results from their doctor that they wanted to detoxify their blood, as you talk about in your book. How does one go about doing it? And is there any additional tests that you need to take before you detox? And is there something that is covered by most medical insurance, or does that have to go out of your own pocket?
No, actually, detox products are readily available. They're not on prescription, and they're available a lot of herbal things. So you can go into a vitamin store, pharmacy, health store, whatever, and look for a good all-purpose detox. I take one on a daily basis. Of course, clean water still is one of the best things we can do to keep our body healthy.
Now, what are some of the herbs that you recommend? Because you are a master herbalist, and there are some herbs we know that can detox, help with the liver and other things. Maybe there's some suggestions you could mention on that, too.
Well, I talk about all different nutrients from manganese, magnesium, copper, choline, vitamin C, vitamin D, of course, as well as I'm a very big proponent of water, amino acids, and different herbs as well. But that's what the book's all about. It gives you very individual uses for them, and it goes into different lifestyles too at the end. Is that what is best for your particular lifestyle?
Now, when someone's going to try to detox their blood, which of the body's organs really takes the lion's share of that work?
The liver. The liver is the body's, you want to call it, chemical factory. It detoxifies all the whatever you want, toxic substances coming in. So you want to keep your liver nice and healthy. That's very important.
You know, I found it interesting in your new book here, you compare the human body's healthy circulatory system to the canals of Venice. Can you explain that?
Well, I don't know if you've been to Venice recently or ever. But Venice is a city that basically the old city, the canals were the roads, and they're becoming polluted now more than ever. So I look at the bloodstream as the canals of Venice. You want to keep your bloodstream as healthy as possible, and you'll find that you will be a lot healthier.
You know, just a little side note. I hear that the crime in Venice is so high today, it's not safe to swim the streets at night.
Well, all I can tell you is that Venice is too bad, but, you know, the pollution and people just dump stuff in the... we used to think that, you know, we could go forever just doing what we have done in the past, and that can't be done anymore. We have to wake up to the fact that we are polluting our environment to such an extent that it's affecting our health.
So we have about a minute left, and just give us a quick synopsis of what's all covered in your new book, What's in Your Blood and Why You Should Care.
Well, we try to educate people about the blood tests that you get when you go to your physician. We talk about foods that can basically help to make your bloodstream healthier. I talk about different nutrients that you can add. I talk about cleansing the blood, what you can do with your blood needs, including the dietary fiber, etc., and the micronutrients, including water, that help to keep the bloodstream healthy. Talks about all the different diseases, heart disease, cancer, etc., that can be, I feel, prevented by being healthy, as well as stroke, etc. So we have to change our diets away from what we call the standard American diet, or SAD,
right,
to a more natural diet.
Okay. And where can people get your book?
My book should be available at Amazon.com. You scroll to books, just type in Earl Mindell. It's E-A-R-L-M-I-N-D-E-L-L. Or you can go to squareone.books.com. They have the book as well.
And it's an excellent book, and I really recommend that our listeners get a copy of it. It's a great book that should be in your health library, because... and then when you get your blood tests and so forth, take out that book, and you'll get better explanation than your doctor will probably tell you about your blood, and a very valuable source. So, Dr. Mindell, thank you so much for being with us today on Health and Longevity. Keep up the great work.
My pleasure, and be well.
Would you like to live a happier, healthier, and longer fulfilled life? Then visit us at healthandlongevityradio.com. That's one word, healthandlongevityradio.com. There you'll find valuable information and resources that can help you achieve optimal health and give you the secrets to longevity. Visit us today at healthandlongevityradio.com. Once again, that's healthandlongevityradio.com. It could change your life.
That's it for this week's program. Until our next broadcast, this is Dr. John Westerdahl wishing you the best of health and longevity.
This has been Health and Longevity with Dr. John Westerdahl, a production of Life Talk Radio. Join us again next week on the same station and time for Health and Longevity. The preceding information on this program has been general information about your health and is not to be taken as professional medical advice, nor is it intended to serve as a substitute for medical attention. Do not change your diet or exercise habits without guidance from your medical doctor, especially if you have health problems or are on medication. Do not change your medications without the advice and supervision of your medical doctor. If you have a medical condition, we encourage you to seek the consultation of a medical doctor experienced in dietary change and lifestyle medicine. And as always, we wish you the best of health.